Have you noticed that searching for information lately feels, well, different? A bit more conversational, maybe.
Oh.
Almost intelligent.
Oh, definitely.
I certainly felt like the internet isn't just giving me links anymore. It feels more like it's having a conversation with me.
Yeah.
And if you've felt that too, you're onto something big. Today, we're taking a deep dive into Google AI mode. It's a massive shift in how we find information online.
It really is.
Our mission for this deep dive, to cut through all the noise and give you a real shortcut to understanding this crucial change, especially, you know, what it means for businesses and content creators like you.
You're absolutely right. It's a fundamental shift. Google AI mode isn't just some update. It's a completely new search experience. It blends the traditional search stuff with really advanced AI reasoning.
Okay.
The core difference is profound. Instead of just getting a list of links or maybe a simple summary box, it actually runs multiple complex searches in the background.
Multiple searches. Wow.
Yeah, and it draws information directly from Google's Gemini model. That's their most advanced large language model, basically a super smart AI brain.
Right.
And then it delivers a natural sounding written answer, complete with clear citations. For businesses, for content creators, this new landscape presents three very distinct potential outcomes.
Okay, what are they?
You could get cited directly, you know, with a link. You might just get mentioned without one. Or, unfortunately, you could get locked out entirely.
Locked out.
Yeah, and the urgency here is real. Over 79% of users already expect AI-enhanced results soon, and zero-click searches, where people find their answer right there in the AI response without clicking anything else, they're rising incredibly fast.
So if you're not in that first AI answer, you might just miss the boat entirely.
Exactly. You might miss out on the traffic.
That's quite a shift, describing it as a new experience rather than just an update. So if it's not just a coat of paint, what's really under the hood? What fundamentally makes AI mode different from, say, a standard Google search or even those AI overviews we've started seeing?
It's much more than a new coat of paint, yeah. AI mode is powered by Gemini 2.0, which, like I said, is Google's top AI model. It's capable of processing and reasoning across different kinds of input, text, images, video, even code.
Everything, basically.
Pretty much. And what's truly fascinating is how it blends real-time search results with Google's knowledge graph. You know, that huge internal network of facts and entities Google has built over decades. And then it layers on its own LLM reasoning. That's its ability to understand, connect things, and generate human-like text.
Okay.
This allows AI mode to do things traditional search just couldn't. For example, it can handle really nuanced follow-up questions. It remembers the context of your whole conversation through. Yeah, and it even supports multimodal input, meaning you can search using your voice, photos, or text, all within the Google app.
Wow.
And this really contrasts with AI overviews. Those are basically static summary boxes that pop up within your standard search results.
Right, I've seen those.
AI mode, though, is different. It's a standalone, full-screen, conversational AI interface. It replaces the usual results page with this dynamic back and forth experience.
So this isn't just about keywords anymore, is it? It feels like a completely different way of processing information. Like the AI is actually thinking.
That's a great way to put it.
How does this sophisticated AI actually process information and decide what to show us? Yeah. How does it interpret our queries?
That's a great question, because you're right. It's no longer just about keyword matching. It's about understanding intent and concepts in a much, much deeper way.
Okay.
AI mode uses a pretty sophisticated approach, which is precisely why optimizing for it requires more than just, you know, traditional on-page SEO. Let's pull back the curtain a bit on how it works behind the scenes.
Yeah, let's do that.
First, there's something called the query fan-out process. When you type a query, AI mode doesn't just run one search for those exact words.
No,
it silently breaks that single query into multiple sub-questions that run in parallel at the same time. For instance, if you ask, what's the best lawn fertilizer for spring? AI mode might simultaneously explore related questions like, what are the top-rated organic fertilizers for lawns? Or, which fertilizers work best for cool season grass in spring? Maybe even, what do gardening experts recommend for early spring lawn care?
Right. So it's trying to anticipate what you really want to know.
Exactly. And if your content only answers that single surface level question, you're very likely to get bypassed. But if you address those supporting, nuanced queries within your content, your chances of being cited increase dramatically.
That's a huge shift right there.
Yeah.
So does this mean traditional keyword research is essentially obsolete now? Or is it just profoundly transformed? How do we even begin to predict what those sub-questions might be?
It's transformed, definitely not obsolete. You still need keywords, but now you're thinking about keyword clusters, maybe, and the entire user journey.
Okay.
It's about anticipating the natural progression of a user's thought process, which leads directly to the next point, structured reasoning chains.
Reasoning chains.
Yeah. AI mode doesn't just pull information, it evaluates it logically. It kind of creates a mental checklist of what a good answer needs.
Like criteria.
Precisely. If you ask best laptop for architecture students under 1,000 pounds, AI mode develops a reasoning chain. It needs portability and processing power, right?
Mm-hmm.
It must be capable of running specific design software like AutoCAD or Revit. It has to be under budget.
Mm-hmm.
And it should probably balance battery life with screen size.
Okay.
Content that clearly addresses multiple criteria with clarity, structure, and credibility, that's what will rise to the top. It's looking for comprehensive, high-context answers.
So the AI is acting like a discerning researcher cross-referencing against a checklist. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And then what about the concept linking you mentioned earlier?
Right. The third piece is embeddings and concept linking. AI mode's memory isn't like a giant library holding full articles. It's more like a highly intuitive brain that connects ideas.
Like a mind map.
Sort of, yeah. Think of it like a mental spider web where concepts and brands automatically link if they're frequently associated. Like, have a break. Instantly links to Kit Kat, you know?
Sure.
Similarly, if a brand like The Ordinary is consistently associated with best value skincare, AI mode learns to link them.
Ah, so it learns associations.
Exactly. This means AI can surface The Ordinary even if the user didn't explicitly search for that brand, simply because it's deeply embedded in its understanding of related concepts.
Wow.
It's about becoming an essential part of the AI's knowledge network, really shaping how it answers queries, even without direct mentions in the search itself.
That deep dive into how AI thinks, moving beyond just keywords to understanding relationships, is genuinely mind-bending. It sounds like a whole new frontier for how information flows.
It really is.
So given this new intelligence, what are the practical steps? What do we need to do to truly get our content seen, cited, or even just mentioned by AI mode?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it really means aligning your entire online presence with how AI mode functions. Think of these as core strategies for success in this new landscape. We can group them into a few key areas.
Okay, let's hear them.
First up, let's talk about the technical foundation. You still need this.
The basics.
The basics, but maybe even more critical now. Number one, ensure crawlability and indexing. This isn't just basic SEO anymore. It's about being the AI's food source.
Right.
If Google's advanced models can't ingest your content, you're basically invisible to them. Make sure your robots.txt allows access. Submit a complete XML sitemap. Check for crawl errors regularly. Google has confirmed AI mode pulls from the same content sources as its regular index.
Okay, makes sense. What else on the technical side?
Number two, deliver a high-quality page experience. AI mode prioritizes sites with excellent user experience using the same page experience signals Google always has.
Like core web vitals.
Exactly. Focusing on things like fast load times measured by largest contentful paint, you want that under 2.5 seconds. Low input delays, minimal layout shifts, clean mobile design. Sites that pass Core Web Vitals benchmarks, those key metrics for a smooth, fast user experience, are significantly more likely to appear.
So speed and usability are crucial.
Absolutely. AI cares about user experience because happy users mean better data and ultimately more trust in the AI's answers.
So the fundamental technical health of your site is still non-negotiable, and if anything, even more critical as the AI seeks out reliable sources. It's like setting up a clean, well-stocked pantry for the AI.
Exactly. Perfect analogy. Now let's move on to content quality and understanding. This is huge.
Right.
Number three, create people first, expert-led content. AI isn't just summarizing random stuff. It's actively verifying information. It seeks out human experience and credibility because that's what builds the trust it needs to deliver reliable answers.
So generic stuff won't work.
Generic content just won't cut it, especially when AI can generate that itself pretty easily. Your content needs depth, clarity, and trustworthiness. It needs to align with Google's EEAT framework. Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
EEAT. Still important then.
More than ever. Includes specific, actionable guidance, insights from real experience, clear author attribution with bios, structured content. This is especially crucial for your money or your life topics, YMYL, where inaccurate information could genuinely harm someone.
Okay, that makes sense. Deep, trustworthy content.
Yeah.
What's next?
Number four, Use relevant queries in prominent locations. This ties back to that query fanout optimization we talked about.
Right, covering the related questions.
Exactly. Since AI mode expands queries, your content needs to cover related variations and sub-questions. Think about that lawn fertilizer example. Include these related terms naturally in your title tags, headings, H1, H2, H3, image alt text, and internal linking.
So anticipate the AI's next question.
You got it. And there's data here. A 2025 WriteSonic study found 84.2% of AI overviews don't contain the exact search terms, and 73.6% are triggered by long-tail keywords, those specific phrases, five or more words.
Just the AI is looking beyond just exact matches.
Definitely. It's looking for context and related concepts. Number five, ad-rich multimedia. AI mode understands and surfaces content beyond just plain text.
Like videos and images.
Yes. Enhance your content with product demonstration videos, 360-degree views, maybe audio summaries, data visualizations. This is vital for e-commerce because the Shopping Graph, Google's massive database of product listings, is deeply integrated.
Wow, the Shopping Graph.
If AI can see and understand your product better through multimedia, it's more likely to recommend it.
Okay, and what about structure?
That's number six, implement structured data, schema markup. Think of structured data as a clear blueprint for the AI.
It makes it easier for Google to read.
Exactly. It helps Google understand your content better, aiding AI mode's ability to extract and present accurate information. Use schema types like product, organization, review, FAQ, how-to. But crucially, the structured data must match exactly what's shown on the page. Don't try to trick the AI.
Right, be accurate. So it's about providing not just information, but context and trust, both through your written content and the underlying code. And now, what about your broader digital footprint, like beyond your own website?
Precisely. Let's look at brand visibility and authority signals. This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Number seven, keep Google Business Profile up to date. For local searches or branded queries, AI mode actively pulls data directly from your Google Business Profile.
So keep your hours right.
Yes. Ensure all details like business name, location, hours, categories, photos are current and accurate. This is one of the most direct data feeds into AI mode for local businesses.
Got it. And for e-commerce.
Number eight, maintain accurate Google Merchant Center listings. For e-commerce, AI mode leverages Google's Shopping Graph, which has like over 50 billion product listings.
50 billion. Wow.
Yeah. So accurate product titles, descriptions, pricing, inventory, and GTINs, those unique product codes are essential. Shopping Graph signals are deeply integrated into AI mode responses, directly influencing product recommendations.
Okay. Accuracy is key there too. What about mentions elsewhere?
That's number nine. Build online mentions, digital PR and forums. This is fascinating. Unlinked mentions across the web are a key trust signal for AI models.
Unlinked. Just the name.
Yeah, just the brand name or product name. It helps the AI understand your relevance and authority. Think best of listicles, Reddit threads. Reddit actually makes up nearly 6% of ChatGPT's training data, which is huge.
Really? Reddit?
Yep. Quora discussions, social media, trusted media publications focus on building semantic and contextual recognition for your brand. AI isn't just counting links anymore. It's understanding who talks about what and how.
So brand presence everywhere matters.
It does. And finally, number 10. Expand to other generative search channels. AI mode isn't the only game in town, right?
True. There's ChatGPT, others.
Exactly. Users are on ChatGPT, Perplexity, Meta AI, Gemini directly. And generative AI traffic is growing 165 times faster than traditional search.
Whoa, 165x.
Yeah. The insight here is to republish and optimize your content for multiple AI interfaces. Future-proof your visibility. Don't put all your eggs in the Google AI mode basket.
Wow, that's a comprehensive evolution beyond just traditional SEO. It's clear this requires a holistic approach, really. It's about becoming a trusted source, not just a keyword match, for the AI itself.
That's the core of it.
So how do we tailor our writing and expertise for this new AI-driven world? And, you know, the big question for many, for small brands, is there still a chance to compete against the giants in this new landscape?
Absolutely. And that's what's fascinating here. AI mode actually rewards relevance, expertise, and authority, not just the size or budget of a brand.
Okay, that's good news.
So for content strategy in this AI era, first, go beyond top of funnel. AI mode is great at answering broad questions like, what is email marketing? You need to focus your content further down the funnel.
Like how?
Middle of funnel topics like best email marketing platforms for SaaS startups, bottom of funnel comparisons, or even objection handling queries like, is MailChimp too expensive for freelancers? This aligns perfectly with that query fan-out process and targets the decision-making moment.
So answer the really specific practical questions.
Exactly. Second, write with real expertise. Generic content won't get cited because, well, AI can generate that itself. Your content needs unique value that AI can't replicate. Lived experience, expert opinions, genuine depth.
How do you show that?
Use subject matter experts. Include real author bios with verifiable credentials. Embed videos showing you doing the thing. Share original data or case studies. AI mode prefers content by someone who has done the thing they're writing about because that builds real trust.
Right, authenticity.
Authenticity, exactly. And third, use content hubs. These anticipate and cover those query fan-out subtopics we discussed. They increase semantic density.
Like a cluster of related articles.
Precisely. Take kitchen renovation as your core topic, then create interlinked content for related subqueries like budget kitchen upgrades or choosing kitchen cabinet finishes. This builds authority and trust across the board for the AI.
Okay. That makes sense for content. Now, what about the small brands? How can they really win?
Right. Small brands can absolutely win. Here's how. First, niche down and own your vertical. Trying to rank broadly against giants is usually a losing battle.
Be specific.
Be laser focused on a specific niche or audience segment. This allows you to dominate those long tail, lower competition queries. For example, aim for best anti-aging skincare for women over 60 with sensitive skin instead of just best skincare brand. Specificity is your superpower in the age of AI.
Okay, find your corner.
Find your corner and own it. Second, publish the deep content others overlook. Large players often aim for scale and maybe surface level coverage. You can do the opposite.
Go deeper.
Go deeper. Produce detailed, high authority content that truly solves problems. Think original product tests, really detailed step-by-step guides with photos, industry insights from real experience. This depth is what AI systems look for because it offers unique value.
Right. And third.
Third, prioritize expert authority over traffic volume. AI mode isn't just scraping links, it's reasoning. Real expertise counts more than ever because Google's Gemini uses vector memory and embeddings to associate concepts with sources of authority.
So being known as the expert matters.
Hugely. Focus on demonstrating credibility through clear author bios, expert quotes, firsthand results. A small expert voice in a niche can actually be much more powerful in AI mode than a large generic one.
That's incredibly reassuring for smaller businesses. It suggests AI isn't just going to flatten the playing field, but actually rewards genuine expertise and specific value.
I think so, yeah.
So if we're putting these strategies into practice, how do we actually track our success in AI mode? Especially when, you know, traditional tools might not be fully caught up yet.
Yeah, that's a practical challenge right now.
So what does this all mean for the future? Like the big picture of how we find information?
Okay, tracking first. It's true, Google Search Console doesn't offer direct AI mode specific reporting yet, which is, well, a challenge.
So what can we do?
You can still gain insight. Use the URL inspection tool in Search Console to confirm pages are indexed and eligible. Watch for sudden, unexplained traffic spikes to your middle or bottom of funnel content. These could signal AI exposure.
Look for clues.
Look for clues, exactly. And review your performance reports for upticks in long tail, question-based queries, as those are often what trigger AI responses. But what's really fascinating here is the rise of third-party AI-specific tracking tools.
Oh, like what?
Tools like OmniSEO, Semrush has AI tools, SimilarWeb. These are starting to monitor brand citations and mentions across Google AI mode, AI overviews, ChatGPT, Perplexity, and more. They give you deeper insights into how traffic flows are changing across these generative platforms.
So we're looking for the subtle signals in our existing data and maybe leaning on new tools to gauge the impact.
That's the current state, yes.
Okay. Given all we've discussed, what's the broader implication here? What does AI mode mean for the very future of how we interact with information online?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, AI mode isn't just a new feature. It's really a signpost for where all of search is heading.
Where is it heading?
Well, firstly, clicks won't disappear entirely. Users will still click, especially for complex or sensitive topics, hands-on advice, or when trust is a major factor, think health, finance.
Okay, clicks aren't dead.
Not dead, no. Secondly, long-term brand building is an absolute must. AI systems favor consistency, relevance, topical authority. So a consistent brand presence across the web will naturally lead to more recommendations over time.
brand matters more.
It does. Thirdly, omnichannel visibility will be crucial. Search is happening everywhere now, right?
Mm.
YouTube, Reddit, ChatGPT, TikTok, forums, voice assistants. Brands have to be present in multiple discovery channels.
Be where the users are.
Exactly. Fourth, AI tools will handle the complex queries. A striking insight is that 77.2% of AI overviews are triggered by long-tail queries, those really specific searches with six or more words.
So specificity is key again.
Specificity is now a superpower. Don't just target how to lose weight. Target how to lose weight after 40 with thyroid issues. That's where AI shines.
Right.
And finally, trust in AI will keep rising. Despite occasional errors, and we see them, user confidence is generally growing. This creates a massive first-mover advantage for businesses optimizing for AI mode today.
Get ahead of the curve.
You're not just ranking anymore, you're becoming the source the AI relies on.
Bringing this all together, this deep dive really shows us that search isn't dying, not at all. It's evolving dramatically into something far more intelligent, more conversational.
That's right. AI mode really elevates the standard for your entire online presence. It's no longer enough just to appear in search results. Your brand needs to be understood, trusted, and embedded into the very knowledge base that powers these AI-driven answers.
So the core tactics.
The core tactics are clear. Build that conceptual relevance, engineer strong brand associations, optimize for AI's query fan-out process, and consistently produce deep, expert-level content.
So AI mode isn't just a new feature. It feels like a blueprint for what search will look like everywhere in the years to come. The question for you listening is, are you just going to appear in the results, or are you going to become the source AI relies on?